So, you prepared your story for us.
What?
Don't do kidding. That.
How do we start this?
I'm Tamara.
I think I'm Rel.
I think this is Fearful Friends podcast then.
Welcome. Think.
It's been such a long week.
Dude. The moon? Is it the moon?
It's the moon.
It's got to be the moon. The blue moon.
Yeah.
That wasn't blue.
It's.
Did you look at it when it was like supposed to be blue?
I don't think it's supposed to be blue.
It was called the blue moon.
It's like once in a blue moon because it doesn't happen very
no,
often.
No, it said it was going to be blue.
I think they just call it a blue moon because it happens twice in a month. That's just what it's called.
Twice in a month?
That's what a blue moon is. The second
no,
full
moon.
No,
this was like. Like,
you're thinking of the supermoon.
No, this was like a thing. I don't know. It was really big, though. And everybody's acting crazy.
Are they?
Than they already are.
They're fucking psychotic.
Yeah.
My phone's setting off the audio.
Oh, let me turn my volume off so that I can forget about it later and miss a bunch of phone calls.
Yeah.
That I didn't need anyway.
Scams.
Yeah.
Scammy.
It's just like, do you need gutters? Yeah, but not from you. God.
Yeah. I'm so sore. My body hurts and I'm tired and these people have just been psychotic. And it's like, on top of being short-staffed.
I thought you were just going to say, on top of being short.
I'm really short, and it's all I can think
about.
She
really is. She shrinks every year.
Like, these people have just been crazy.
Yeah.
Like, we're busy, and they just.
What did I fucking tell you? What did I tell you? Season has come early.
I hate all of them.
It's happened.
Just like anger and for no reason.
Just they're impatient and rude and inconsiderate and immoral. I'm going to say immoral.
Right. You know what my sister always says? You can be stupid, but you can't also be mean about it.
I can be both. And I know that. For a fact.
you can't be at like the same time. Like you can't be stupid about something and be mean about it.
You can, you just shouldn't be.
Right. Yes.
I can. Like I am being right now.
People ask the stupidest fucking questions. All week long I've just been like,
can't you Google that?
Aren't you a fucking adult?
Oh, there
is. Do you have common sense?
So many times where I have said, how did you leave the house this morning? Like this lady today that was just like, can I take more grapes out of this bag and put it into this bag? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And she's just like, okay, well, I want a pound and a half. And I was like, okay, well, you can just, you know, take grapes out of this bag and put it in this bag. That's fine. And we have scales around the whole department.
Try the fucking well, scale.
I just, my eyes, my glasses, my, what? You're wearing your glasses. Did you drive here? Then you can pick your own fucking grapes. Sorry, what was your story?
I don't remember.
She's wearing her glasses, Tamara. She was wearing them. I mean,
babies.
I just want to drain the life out of all of us.
Yeah. I'd like to drain the life out of them.
I don't know if I've ever brought this up on the podcast before, but you've ever watched SpongeBob?
Yeah, but I don't like SpongeBob. So sorry.
But you know of like the anchovies where they're just like, they're always just like standing there somewhere in the background with those wide eyes and blank faces and then meep. That's what like these people are. They're just like quiet anchovies that are just standing behind you and then you turn around and you don't even know that they're there. And they're like, where's the bathroom? That happened to me 3 times today. And I made a big fuss about it. I was like, because they corner you. They stand in front of the doors and they don't let you out.
Do you pretend to be scared? Because that's what I do. If someone
I don't pretend I am scared.
Oh, okay.
I'm a very jumpy person.
If I'm ever out on like the floor and someone walks up behind me, I know that they're there because they're not quiet.
Right.
But then when they get close enough to me, I go, oh my God, I didn't see you there.
What you should do.
Oh my God, you scared me.
Is make a scene because we did just get out of a pandemic and people are still getting COVID. And I don't fucking want you near me, you nasty bitch.
What I think is that I'll like just bend over and start backing up into them. And like
they want that. That's why they stand so close to you and don't announce their presence, Tamara. They want to see you back that ass up.
I need some entertainment in my day.
You'll get it, but I don't know if you'll be happy with it. Is that a roll of quarters in your pocket? Bank jokes. Yes.
Oh my God. You know what I was thinking about this week? Do you remember when we worked at Winn-Dixie, there was a person named, I'm going to have to bleep this out.
Yeah. Hold on.
In the office with us.
Vaguely, like when I first started, but he wasn't there like, long.
Took the position that I was trying to get.
Yes.
That I was basically doing
already. And then he wasn't there long. Did he get fired?
No, he quit. And I'll tell you why he quit. Because he was accusing me of stealing money.
Oh.
And.
Oh, I forgot all of this.
So he would work in the morning shift. We had the same position, basically. Yeah. But he was the morning person and I was the night person. So when we worked at the grocery store, we used to have to count all the tills, count the vault every night.
I missed that.
Yeah. Basically, we just had to count all the money in the store. And we had made straps and bundles and deposits and blah, 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 all in the vault. And we used to have to initial every band we strapped. Mm-hmm. And so he would come in and one of my straps is short and it was always the 20 straps. I would be short 100 or 40 or $20. And I'm like, see here, I'm really good at counting.
Your name on it.
Right. I'm really good at counting. Also, everything was even. The vault was even. All the registers were pretty much even.
Right. But in his defense, you could have fudged that number.
Right. There's no place where that missing 20 could have come from because we're not missing 20 somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And so the only way for that $20 to be missing was if I had taken it. So
would you guys like just find out about the missing money when like Loomis would come to pick up?
No, it would just, I would come in from work in the afternoon to relieve him and he'd be like, oh, your strap was short.
See, that's strange in itself because really the only time that we ever opened up straps like that was for counting in front of Loomis, right? I don't remember.
Or, yeah, like the...
Or if we were short on 20s and needed to build, but yeah. We always had like extra.
Right, so 20s were always strapped to go out.
Right.
And we double count those with the manager.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, he's a fucking liar.
Yeah, so I always thought it was... I never believed him, honestly, because I just know that I'm a good counter. Okay.
I graduated kindergarten, okay?
Yeah.
Graduated with honors.
Right. So, and then it was like, the managers were also supposed to count all the straps at the end of the night, too. But at the same time, it's like, how can you count like 100 straps of cash and still get out before like 1 o'clock in the morning? It's not going to happen. But they were counting like all the big bill straps, you know, but not the tens, fives, and ones. So the manager at the end of the night was counting my straps and I counted the straps that I made, obviously. And then I would come in the next day to take over and he's, you know, you're short. This happened like 5 times. And so now I'm getting accused of stealing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was done. And so I explained to my manager I was closing with that, you know, this is what I think is happening. And he's like, yeah, I believe it because your straps are never off. He's like, I count your straps. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, so like he knows because he's double counting with you.
Right. And so we came up with a plan to mark my straps in like a secret little spot. So not only just initial it, but also make a secret mark on the front and the back bills. And then the next time that he accuses me of stealing, we can go in and see which of these things he's doing. Because he's coming in the morning and counting the vault first thing in the morning. Mm. And that's when he's finding my straps off to go out to whatever. So then me and that manager come behind him and find out that our missing mark, like our special mark, is gone.
So he's just taking it right off the top.
He's taking it out of my straps that are in my name. So, number one, I stopped initialing straps right then and there. I was like, I will never do that again.
Yeah.
And.
But remember, we had to. Didn't we have to do it like, but then we switched it to like right before the bank came or something like that, right?
I refused to ever do it again.
Oh, I always thought we had to.
You accuse me of stealing because of my initials on there? I'm not going to ever do it again. We are supposed to.
Yeah.
Whatever. So me and the manager had obviously like caught him in this, and we were talking to the store manager, and then he just up and quits because he knew that we caught him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just fucking.
So why are you thinking about this,
man? I don't know. Because, you know, it really like hurt me to be accused of stealing, mm-hmm. number one. And like I felt like I also was like not trusting myself, and I'm like, I know I did this right. And every, you know, it was like a few times a week I was coming in and he's like, your straps are short. And I'm like, and he's like, well, this is what he said to me. He goes, well, you know, your store hasn't had any cash issues
till you got hired.
No, until you started closing. And I'm like, first of all, like, I've been here for years. I've been closing since I was 18.
Right.
And like, you just came here, like, 3 months ago.
Oh, he was new?
No, yeah, like, brand new.
I don't know why. I thought he, like, worked there before you.
Yeah. I don't know.
Damn. I wonder how much he got away with before he actually quit.
Not, like, that much. Probably, like, a few $100s, but...
So not worth it.
Still, yeah.
So not fucking like, worth it.
If that would have come back on me and I, like, got fired for stealing, I would have never been able to get another job working, you know, in, like, type cash or anything. Like, if you're stealing, like, whatever.
I would hope that if it ever, like, came to, like, them being like, oh, you're done, that he would come forward and be like, hey, it was actually me.
Oh, God, no. He would.
No?
No.
Oh, he would never be able to live with himself.
He, like, really disliked me. And I think it was, like, attention because he knew I wanted his morning position and he came out
of... And you know what? You got it.
Eventually, yes, he left and then I got it. But still, like, he knew I was upset because he's, like, this brand new guy coming in and gets the position that I want when I had been doing that for, well, almost 10 years. What? Yeah, I'll tell you know how it works. The same reason I never got to the next position up and other people from the outside.
You're a woman.
Yes. Like, do you remember when came in and took my position and I had to train him?
Mm-hmm.
Or he took the position right ahead of me after that manager got fired. And in between that time, she got fired. I had to take in all of that responsibility.
And you did it very well.
Yes.
It was seamless.
And then I applied for the position. I interviewed.
I was going to say, did they even give you an interview?
Yeah, I interviewed for the position with, like, big people. Like, not just our boss, but, like, people above mm-hmm. him, like the district manager and everything. And they just, like, kissed my ass and were so lovely, and then they brought someone else in.
An outside hire.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't an outside hire. He
didn't work for Winn-Dixie.
He had been in grocery at Winn-Dixie.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought he was an outside hire.
But he had never worked on the front end. So I had to, like, basically teach him everything that he needed to do for being the front end manager.
Yeah. To be fair, that job doesn't even really do that anymore.
Right.
And he has the exact same position where he works now. But he's never on the front end.
Like my position should have been front end manager anyway. We didn't need that extra person.
Yeah.
But to have worked there for, you know, over a decade and not be given that position and given to someone that didn't know anything about and then have to train them on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's how I'm like, I was not quiet about it to either of them.
Good.
You know, one of them took it well, very well, and very understanding and open, and, you know, was.
But he still got the job.
But he ended up being a great manager, and not his fault, whatever.
Right.
And he knew how I felt about it and whatever. But the other one, he knew, and he was just hostile to me.
Who was the manager at the time? Hold on.
I don't even know.
Oh, no, I don't know. I want to say Steve. You can bleep that out. Was it Steve?
I can't even remember who that is.
He was the creepy guy with the beard. He got fired.
Probably deserved it.
Probably.
No recollection.
Well.
That was
a very depressing
story. That was my story. Vent. I don't know. It was just, it's been on my mind and like.
Well, I'm glad you got it off your chest.
Yeah.
I hope that guy is probably in jail. I mean, once you start stealing from a company, you don't just stop. You, like, find other ways to not get caught and keep going.
And his excuse for leaving was that he got a much higher paying position at Home Depot to do, like, stocking. And was like... Like, this dude was, like, scrawny and...
Yeah.
I was like, sure you do.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, you have to leave right away because that's the only way they'll take you? Oh, they're not going to let you put in a two-week notice? Sure.
Oh, he didn't even put in a two-week? No. He was just like, I gotta go. I gotta go. Bye. I'm going to take this $120 to go.
By the way, your strap was short this morning.
If you're going to steal... Steal a lot.
Yeah.
That's bad advice. Be like Heather Talchief. Is that her name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
good her on name. Me.
Yeah, from the Loomis heist.
Yeah.
Yeah, even to this day, I'm required to stamp all of my straps, but all of my straps pretty much stay with me. Even when they get put in a bag to go out, they're in my possession.
Nobody else touches them.
Yeah. And if I ever have a strap that I'm giving to someone else, I take my initial strap off of it and put a blank one on there because...
Don't want to get fucked again.
Yeah.
Because a bank's not going to mess around.
No. God, no.
God, people got away with so much shit at Winn-Dixie.
Why would you steal and try to blame it on someone else? Obviously, you're going to get fucking caught. Because now I'm going to have...
Probably almost did.
You got me. I'm a fucking Taurus, so I'm going to be real fucking determined. Okay. I'm sorry.
Rolling my eyes at the astrology of it all.
Listen. I hold grudges. And I'm going to take you down. You
have never held a grudge against me.
Well, you don't deserve it because you're
sometimes
just an
angel.
Sometimes
I do. Am I?
Yeah.
Did you see my nipples get hard?
No.
Good thing we're not videotaping this. Do you have a story for me today? Do you have a story? Not me. You.
I do have a story for you.
Is it good?
No, it's horrible.
It's terrible.
It's really bad, actually. Don't even listen. I'm just kidding.
Is it a murder?
No.
A ghost?
No.
Cryptid?
No.
Thank God.
Okay. No. Listen. I decided to put my big girl pants on and do something that I'm so scared of.
Not a kidnapping?
No. Well,
that's unsolved?
Terrifying. No, I like unsolved. And alien face. Abduction.
That is terrifying. Although, I'm excited about it. I'm very interested. Is it the Barney Hill? No. Okay.
Nope.
I don't even think that's the right name.
Betty and Barney Hill.
Betty and Barney Hill. Wow. She's been doing alien research.
I haven't. I feel like I'm just so terrified that when I hear like stories that they just stick in my head. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Okay. You need to pour your drink.
I'm right, making
you
put such it up, a mess.
Put it up.
It's not going to fizz.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know this was a stout. Ugh. It's going to be so syrupy. I thought it was a blonde ale. It says iced mocha.
What?
I didn't read it very well.
I feel like you need to switch your...
You're absolutely right. Thank you.
I don't know what they're called. They're not cup holders.
It's a coaster. Actually, I'll just hold this because I feel like I'm just going to... You know what? No, I'm going to put it down.
Put it down nicely.
I'm going to put it down gently.
You don't have to slam the glass.
I'm trying not to.
Okay.
Alien abduction, go! Oh, my butt!
You ready now?
Yes.
On January 6th...
Did I ruin it? I'm sorry. Oh my God, that's the insurrection day.
Oh, it is.
Okay, yep. That's going to be a movie one day instead of Independence Day. Insurrection Day.
On January 6, 1976, around 11 p.m., best friends Mona Stafford, Louise Smith, and Elaine Thomas were driving home from Mona's 36th birthday dinner at the Redwoods restaurant.
Why did I already assume that they were teenagers until you said that she was 36?
You know, I listened to a podcast about this from a really long time ago, and I, too, the whole story actually thought that they were teenagers. You were like,
oh, just having a nice little teenage drive.
This restaurant was near Lancaster, Kentucky, 35 miles from their home in Liberty, Kentucky. What they expected to be a leisurely drive home turned into the most bizarre UFO abduction in Kentucky's history.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Good.
I normally don't like aliens, but then I've been listening to some podcasts on them, and it is like, whoa.
Yes. They scare the shit out of me, so.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I keep laughing and then tearing up, and then it makes my nose run. The fucking worst.
And I can hear your napkin in the
recording. Oh my God. Okay. I love you. I'm sorry.
Are you good?
Yes.
Okay. Where was I? I see it.
Thank you.
About 9 miles into their drive, the best friends all saw a huge metallic bright red disc-shaped object with a dome top in the sky ahead of them.
Never heard of them being red.
Right.
Normally it's like the color of mercury.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just like a classic UFO shape, but it did have colors. At first, they thought it was some sort of aircraft on fire about to crash.
Okay. Yes.
However, the object continued to approach them. Suddenly, they lost control of the car. Unclear to me who was driving, because... every source said something different.
Why do they do this to us?
So either Mona or Luis were driving for some reason, and they don't talk about Elaine anymore after this. But
did they keep her in the abduction?
Mona, the birthday girl, and Luis, they just had more
stuff.
Issues afterwards.
Did they get pregnant?
No. Oh my God, that would be so terrifying.
Oh my God, you're not listening to the podcast. I am.
I was... When I was a kid, I was so afraid of alien abductions, and I had heard a story about where they, like, impregnate women, and they their bellies grow, like, super fast, and I was terrified that it was going to happen to me as, like, a fucking 8-year-old, and...
Well, that's horrifying. Not only that would
have happened. It was so scary, and, like, I was just... I remember... begging my parents to come, like, I need you to come turn the shower on, because I was so afraid to go to take a shower by myself, because, like,
you'd be naked and susceptible to the aliens.
It was just because, like, our living room where my parents were was on the, like, the furthest possible distance away in the house, like, they were on opposite ends, and I was so afraid to be there, like, at night. I was terrified of aliens, okay? I'm still terrified.
The movie Signs really fucked me up. You never watched that movie.
I did watch that movie, and I do remember where the gray alien walked across.
Yeah. Okay.
Anywho.
Carry on.
Apparently, the steering wheel...
Said that really weird.
I'm gonna start that over.
Steering wheel.
So they lost control of the car. The steering wheel stopped working and the car's speed increased. They tried to brake, but the car continued to gain speed, reaching nearly 85 miles per hour.
That was me coming home from work today. Except my steering wheel worked. I was just going really fast.
Oh, that's not safe.
No.
The craft descended closer to them. And they could tell the object was huge. They realized it was, quote, larger than two houses.
That's vague.
I know.
My house is very small compared to some of the other houses in my neighborhood. So two of my houses or two of their houses?
Right. It hovered about 100 yards in front of them, stretching across the road. So it was in front of their car and, like, hovering low, but took up more than the whole road, like it blocked the road. So then the UFO started rocking back and forward, and then it moved to the left of the road in the distance. They continued driving, assuming that that would be the end of their experience. After driving about a quarter of a mile, they realized the craft was behind them.
I don't like this. It's like hunting them.
Yeah, right?
Ew. And doing a weird mating dance in front of them. It's like, look at me. I'm going to go over here now.
It emitted a blue beam of foggy light that filled the interior of the car with a haze that burned their eyes.
Word.
Gross.
Been there. Light shows. Yeah. I've never been to a light show.
The instrument panel lights were going off and the engine was stalled, but the car continued to speed along as the women were blinded from the bright light, and they could feel the car bumping along the road. Suddenly, it was over, and they realized they were in a completely different location, close to Houstonville, 8 miles from where they had just been, and somehow... over an hour had gone by, totally unaccounted for by all three of them.
They don't remember any of it.
No. So they're...
Well, then what? We don't know what happened.
This is just the beginning.
Oh, I do this every time. Sorry. I'm like, what? I'm so angry.
So they're driving down the road. They see this craft. It's behind them. The car goes crazy. I took cramp again.
Do you want a banana?
No, it's...
I have a Gatorade. It's just
the way my toes are. I can't help it.
Potassium helps.
Having a surgery would help if your podiatrist wasn't like, oh, I don't like to do surgeries for vain reasons. And I'm like, yeah, but it hurts. Like,
get a new podiatrist.
I know. I'd like a vain podiatrist, please. Anyway. Okay. Where was she? Oh, I was
all the time was unaccounted for.
Yeah, so their last memory is driving down the road with the craft behind them.
Seeing all that shit.
The light. Their eyes are burning. And then, boom, they're 8 miles away and over an hour's passed. All of a sudden. So, they drive home to Louisa's house. They arrive there. That's in Liberty, Kentucky. They arrive there about 1:25 a.m. A drive that should have been only 30 minutes somehow had become a two-hour trip. So they left the restaurant. I'm going to go back and look because I have a hard time remembering things like this when I listen to podcasts.
Me too.
So they left the restaurant around 11 p.m. Should have been a 30-minute journey. And they got home at 1:25 a.m. Long time.
Long time.
Yeah. The group went inside to calm down and try to figure out what happened to them. They each found a small, round burn on the back of their necks, and they all had burning eyes. Louise saw the hands of her watch were spinning way faster than they should have been. She went into the bathroom to splash water on her face, but realized the water caused pain on her hands and her face.
That's weird.
Yeah. At this point, they were so spooked, they apparently went next door to their neighbor's house at 1:30 in the morning to tell him what happened, which
is just... This is Kentucky. They could have been shot.
I know. I couldn't... I would be shot if I, like, knocked on my neighbor's door at 1:30 in the morning.
My titty in the right place. I'm so sorry. Gotta make it right.
The neighbor asked them to separately sketch the flying object they had seen, and all three drawings were basically identical. This is where I have a hard time believing it.
Who thinks of that?
Yeah, like, you walk into someone's house at 1:30 in the morning and they're like, yeah,
what if all three of you draw the same thing?
He's like, hold on, I've got to separate you all. Draw it.
Begin the interrogation.
No, I'd be like, well, that was really fucking weird. Maybe you should get the fuck out of my doorway. It's terrifying. Go away.
Smoke less meth.
Don't bring it to my house. So I'll post the pictures on our TikTok and Instagram.
Of what they drew?
Yeah.
Oh, you have them?
Yes.
I kind of want to see them.
Yeah, you can look at them.
Well, I was going to anyway.
Yeah.
Although I don't know what to Google because I already forgot their names. I think one's name is Louise.
Louise, Mona, and the other one no one talks about.
And Eleanor?
Something like that. Eloise? I don't know. I could scroll up and find out, but...
Elena?
Just put Mona and Louise abduction.
Burn. Eloise or whatever your name is. Ooh. I didn't find a picture. I just saw a picture of the three of them.
I'll go
that on. Was mean. My cut that out.
Google. It was the 70s. They look like they were from the 70s. Also,
big hair.
Yeah. The pictures were, they had written their names next to each one that they drew, and then they dated it February 29th, 1976. So this is,
was that a leap year?
I guess. I didn't look into it.
I didn't think about that. That was like, I only know because that's when Matt proposed to me. So I'll fucking leave here.
Aww. Anyway.
It wasn't as romantic as you think because I literally said, what are you going to propose to me like that fucking douchey movie? And he was like, the little ring in his hand.
You are such a bitch. In fairness, so am I, because right after I got proposed to, I called you crying because I didn't like my ring.
Yeah, I remember that.
Also, I was like 7 months pregnant, though, so like...
It's like not the one I picked out at all.
It's okay, I bought my own.
I still can't find this picture and I'm giving up.
Okay. I will find it. We'll post it.
Thank you.
But it was dated February 29th of that year, so that's like a month and a half later, which doesn't match up to the story that they went to their neighbor's house and their neighbor made them.
Oh, they dated it right then and there. But it's a, oh, that's weird.
I
mean, like,
I'm assuming that's a date that's on there. I don't know. I'm gonna poke holes in this story because I need to for my sanity.
Most people do.
But that's a huge
poke holes in alien abduction stories.
Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, they contacted the police and the Navy because how do you just contact the Navy? Just 1-800-NAVY.
Also, I feel like this is a little out of their jurisdiction.
I know.
Aren't they like...
The Navy? They're like...
I actually don't know anything about any of our armed forces.
Okay.
Maybe they're the ones that fly. Okay.
I know the Marines are in the water.
Please don't yell at us. Please. I know. We didn't go to war.
No. Because we're not that brave.
Or bright. Or athletically driven.
No, God, no.
They wouldn't want us.
No, no.
All we would do is hold them back. And
all we would do is complain.
Use all the tissues. Tamara would just have a toe cramp perpetually forever. Go on. The Navy. They called the Navy.
They called the Navy and the police. Neither showed any interest in the story, obviously, because it's kind of crazy.
A little bit. Yeah.
In the following...
Did anybody... Sorry.
Go ahead.
Were there any other homes on that street?
Yes.
Did anybody else see anything?
Will you stop ruining my story?
Every time! I'm sorry! Okay. Well, if I don't ask now, I'll forget to ask later, and then what if it doesn't come up later? And then I'll think about it later and be like...
I should have asked her.
Anyways, go on. I have torn my tissues to shreds.
In the following days, Mona's eye continued to bother her, and she ended up being diagnosed with severe conjunctivitis.
Pink eye?
Pink eye. I don't know why it's so hard for
what,
me to say.
Just her?
Conjunctivitis. Yeah, just her. Louise also had car issues following the encounter. And sadly, her beloved parakeet was now terrified of her. And then it ended up dying 2 months later.
What does this have to do with anything?
Something changed within her and the
parakeet. Do birds even like people?
Maybe because, you know, birds aren't real. I don't know.
What?
I'm just kidding. I don't believe that. They're like, you know, government drones type thing. Okay.
Sorry.
But... You know, apparently her parakeet sensed this change in her and was terrified of her.
She had ghosts.
I don't know. But it happened all of a sudden, and she loved her parakeet.
Maybe her parakeet didn't feel the same way about her.
All of a sudden.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'll try harder.
The Navy office ended up giving information about the story to the media. I don't know why, Rel. I don't know. Jerry Black.
I know why.
Why?
Because they want to make it go away. Hush, hush. You bring it to the media so that literally everybody says, these guys are fucking crazy. Yeah.
Yes.
And then it just gets swept under the rug. Just like they wanted.
That's
playing
what they
us
wanted.
Like little Pinocchios. Puppets. That's what they're called.
So, Jerry Black, a member of MUFON.
Is he related to Jack?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. This was the 70s again.
Could have been his
There's
dad.
There's no way to know.
Sorry.
Anyway.
What's MUFON stand for?
MUFON is the Mutual UFO Network.
I was pretending like I knew.
Oh, I thought you knew when you were making fun of me.
I have heard of MUFON. I didn't know what it actually stood for.
Anyway, Jerry came across the story and set up an interview with the three women. They were all at first reluctant to speak with Black and were suffering from anxiety as well as pain from the burns on their necks and having trouble maintaining focus, but eventually agreed to meet him when he assured them he was going to help them.
How long after was this meeting?
Pretty quickly.
Oh, okay. So their necks still hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I can see this being, like, a couple years later. Right, they're just like, oh, I don't want to. My neck's dark. Oh, the lights. No.
Oh, my goodness.
My conjunctivitis.
Okay. Jerry Black notes Louise showed him her watch. He said the minute hand was moving at the pace of a second hand. Does that make sense? Seconds.
Can you say that one more time? I'm stupid.
The minute hand, you know, there's like
an... The long one.
An hour, yeah. Minute, and then there's a second.
Yep.
He said the minute hand was moving...
Hella fast.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. And
just so, the minute hand.
Apparently that happened the night of the abduction.
Incident.
The incident.
Okay.
He also performed experiments with test birds. Apparently, Black would have...
Just coming for the birds.
Black would have Luis approach a bird in a cage, and he said all the birds would react the same way as her pet parakeet. Suddenly, birds are terrified of her.
Birds are terrified of all people because they just know we want to kill them and eat them. Not a parakeet, but like chickens or birds. Turkeys. Duck. Goose.
I'm listening. Keep going.
Quail.
Squaw.
Is that a bird? I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure if that was a bird. Or if it was edible.
Or if it was a fish.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm a mess today. Wow, my back hurts so badly. Okay.
Black also found that there were sightings of a UFO nearby. I'm going to have to start that sentence over after I read it.
You mean the one you just did?
Yeah. Jerry Black also found there were sightings of a UFO in nearby Casey and Lincoln counties the same night around the same time. The first was an anonymous couple who reported a large, luminous object fly over their house. Two teenagers who were driving near the Angel manufacturing plant. Yes, they manufacture angels there. Don't ask any questions.
I thought that was just the brand.
It probably is. Maybe it's Angel toilet paper. I don't know.
Yeah. Angel Soft. Oh, they have the lavender flavored ones.
Flavored?
Scented. You'll see me on episode 4 of My Strange Addiction.
I like to eat one sheet at a time.
So these two teenagers witnessed a disc-shaped object in the sky and said it had reddish-orange lights around the sides.
So in the first encounter, they say that the entire thing is like a red metallic color, but in this one, they just say that there's red and orange lights around it. Already some inconsistencies.
No. In the first one, they just say it was just red. Like, not that it was red, but it was red.
They just saw
also,
red.
Also, okay. It was metallic.
Oh. It was red and metallic.
Yeah.
Not red metallic.
Yes.
Words are important.
I wasn't there, so.
Sorry, I didn't mean to question you. Just trying to poke holes myself. I thought I found a giant gaper.
No, poke all the holes, because, like, a giant gaper. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay, yeah. So the reddish-orange lights were around the sides. Like, so I'm assuming just all the way around the round craft. There were several other reports of the same lights in the sky. Another interesting story was that of a report by someone seeing a low-flying object just down the road from his farm, which was only yards away from where...
Zanesville Zoo!
Exactly, Dr. I'm just kidding. I don't know where I heard that, but I say it so much now. Exactly, Dr. Phil.
I have never heard that before.
And now M says it. It's just so funny.
That's horrifying.
This little... 6-year-old
who's like, never even seen Dr. Phil in her life.
She has no idea who Dr.
She Phil thinks is. He's a real doctor.
In like a little southern accent. Exactly, Dr. Phil.
Oh my gosh.
Or whatever accent that is.
You must have seen it somewhere on TikTok.
I think so, but then I've also...
It's destroying our youth.
I've tried to Google it and I have no idea where it came from, so...
Maybe it just came from you.
Yeah, I doubt it. I don't like watching Dr. Phil. He kind of scares me. He gives me the heebie-jeebs.
Weird mustache.
There's something I like about that man.
Or I get sued. Sorry.
He's not a doctor. Okay. So, a report of someone, they saw a low-flying object just down the road from his farm, which was only yards away from where the abduction took place. So you were asking me earlier.
Okay. Yeah.
He said, go ahead, Ralph.
I'm sorry. Was there a chance, though, because the Navy went to the media ahead of time, was there a chance that maybe all these people saw the story in the media and was like, oh, yeah, I definitely saw that, too.
Yeah.
God damn it. So, again, like, these witnesses are extremely unreliable because they could just be wanting attention.
Thank you for the whole thank you. Thank you.
I'm just going to open that up. Stick a foot in it.
Thank you. Okay, so this farmer, he saw a beam of light shoot down from the craft to the ground. Yeah.
Okay. Obvious, was it blue? Did he mention a color?
No.
Then he is not credible.
Thank you. Obviously, all these reports match what Louise, Elaine, and Mona described. So with all this evidence, Black contacted Dr. Sprinkle from the University of Wyoming. Yes.
Aww.
Sprinkle.
So cute. So, Sprinkle.
You probably heard the name before.
He was no. Very,
oh, I
just thought it was really adorable.
He was very prominent in the UFO field and involved with many cases in the 70s. So I heard the name before, and I don't really remember where. I tried to Google it, but he is...
Dr. Sprinkle, you tried to Google?
Yes. And it was just a lot of stuff that he did with UFOs, but he, you know, worked for the University of Wyoming with all this UFO stuff, because apparently that's what you can do at university.
Wyoming had a university. I forgot Wyoming was a state.
I know. Dr. Sprinkle performed a hypnotic regression on the women to help them remember what happened during the missing time. He stated, quote, "In my opinion, each woman is describing a real experience, and they are using their intelligence and this word's really difficult for me. Perceptivity, because they're like their perception.
Right.
As accurately as possible in order to describe the impressions which they obtained during the hypnotic session."
Blah, 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 blah,
it's a lot
blah,
of words.
Blah, blah, yeah.
Basically, he believes that they are describing a real life experience.
What they describe? Just the car thing?
No, I'm going to get to it.
Oh, I did it again. Sorry. Tell me!
The Lexington Police Department became interested in the case, and Detective James Young separately gave all three women lie detector tests about their encounter. What are you going to say?
Nothing.
All of them passed the lie detector test with no hint of deception.
Lie detector tests can be faked.
There we go. That's what I knew you were going to say.
Did you?
Not faked, but like they're just not.
They're not reliable.
Not reliable.
Can't
and they're
use
them
not, in the court of law.
Yeah. Now.
Let's just knock that shelf over.
The last memory they all have is the car speeding down the road, hitting those bumps. The following story was revealed by all three women while under hypnosis. The car was lifted by a beam.
It took the whole car?
Into the craft.
Gross. Yes.
Each woman was subjected to exams, and their bodies were held down by a force they could not locate. Another reason that scares me, like just the word,
it's like their own little gravity machine.
Yeah, just the word exam though, like I that really freaks me out. Like
they're trying to see if they're reproductive.
Yeah.
And well, they could have been 36.
Yeah, I hope so.
Stop.
Okay. Their bodies were scanned, and they would occasionally feel an unpleasant pressure on their limbs. They also had a strange warm liquid applied to their face and upper body.
Oh, that, you know, wait. That could go either way.
I know.
Depending on what the liquid is.
I was just thinking that as I said that sentence.
I was like, first I thought of like a nice,
like warm face mask. And then I thought, well, if it's alien cum.
That was exactly my thought process too. The women describe shadowy figures that would move by floating or gliding around them with jagged hands.
I don't like that.
No. That would telepathically communicate with them. Jagged hands.
Their hands are communicating with them?
No. The figures.
That sentence was very confusing. Their jagged hands telepathically communicated with them.
Yeah.
Halfway.
Okay. Mona recalled at one point she was looking down at a table at a helpless woman with several creatures dressed in white examining her.
She didn't know the woman?
She didn't know if it was one of her friends or if she was looking at herself and having an out-of-body experience.
Maybe they had like mirrors. I don't know.
You're so smart.
Just like, you know, ceiling mirrors.
Yes.
They're freaky deaky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The alien comes.
Anyway, that's just so gross, okay? That's all I have. Nightmare fuel.
That's all they remember?
No. I don't know.
Okay.
Yes. Well, sure.
Maybe. You should know. You have the story in front of you. In front of your eyeball.
There's no way to know.
Oh, my God.
Many respected ufologists investigated
ufology.
Ufologist.
I think.
That's what I said. Because they used the O from UFO and the O from ologist together.
Ufology.
Ufologist. They.
I could be wrong, though.
We could be wrong about everything. Disclaimer. We don't know anything.
We're kind of dumb sometimes.
Okay, they investigated the case and they deemed it credible. The women's experience were consistent with other UFO witness reports, with all the evidence like the burns, the vehicle, and the watch issues, and the Weiss experiencing problems around birds. That sentence.
I'm sorry. That's just like, I never, like, then I've been abducted because birds don't like me and I don't like them.
I like birds. Anyway, that sentence made no sense.
Made sense to me.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Anyway, their experience was consistent with other UFO witness reports with
the evidence. It checks all the boxes.
Yeah, with like the burns, the issues with the vehicle, the watch. These ufologists determined that their experience could not be dismissed as a hoax or fabrication.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I feel like they're like, they just like really want it to be true because that's just, they're just ufologists. Like,
right.
They're like a little biased.
A little bit.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it could just as easily be a hoax.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are like, for example, what did the burn on their neck look like? Did it happen to look like a cigarette lighter from a car?
A cigarette burn. Like, specifically a burn from a cigarette. It was, like, that small, and it was round.
Easily replicatable.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Replicable? Replicatable.
That's the word. Okay.
Sure it is.
So, this is still unexplained, unless David Grush has more info. Who's that? That's the guy that did what did they call them? It was the hearing that they did recently.
Disclosure.
Yeah. He's the one that did all the talking about, like, the
I really should read about what went on in that thing.
I literally said I didn't watch that hearing and I never will. Okay.
Why?
Because I'm scared.
You don't need to be scared. They don't want anything to do with this planet because we already fucked it up too much. They're just trying to make sure we don't spill our shit onto their planets.
Listen.
Which we are.
It was scary, okay? I've seen clips and it was scary.
I'm just saying. Aliens exist, but they know that we're fucking dangerous because we just, like, litter everywhere. Did you read about the tons of space trash that landed on Mars, on the moon?
No.
Human feces on the moon.
Excuse me, human what?
Feces.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, that's what I thought you said. Obviously, their story was met with skepticism, but the three women have not been personally faced with any resistance. I think that might be due to the fact that the women had such a hard time after the abduction with unknown symptoms and all the other test interviews and personal issues they experienced.
What other medical maladies have they suffered since? Just the conjunctivitis that probably cleared up with a goop that you put in your eye?
They had issues focusing, which so do I.
Sorry. Same.
I mean, it came out under hypnosis. Whatever. I've never been hypnotized, so I don't know what that's all about.
I feel like if you or I got hypnotized, we would, like, admit to a lot of crimes because we've seen a lot of crimes, like, on TV.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I don't know if hypnotism is, like, is it reliable?
I don't know.
Does it actually help you lose weight? I don't know.
Louise's car afterwards had a lot of mechanical issues, which I swear I put in this.
You did.
I did? Okay. Yeah. And it was, like, totally unexplained. It started all of a sudden.
Was it unexplained, though?
Yeah, like, she couldn't get it fixed. And then something had happened with the antenna on her car. Like, it was, like, completely bent out of place. All this weird stuff started happening with her car. Yeah. Anyway, so that was a crazy story. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm so scared of aliens. And
she's very, like, perturbed right now. She's stuttering.
I'm, like, touching my hair nervously. I have to drive home on, like, the dark, desolate road, and I'm going to have a really hard time.
They don't want you. They
certainly don't.
You already had a baby.
Yeah.
Although I think they can impregnate men.
Oh, that is brilliant. Good for them.
I don't know. They can do whatever they want. They're smarter than us.
So.
That's it? That's how it ends?
That is how that ends. It's unsolved, obviously. unless David Grush knows more than he's...
I think we need to bring him on the show.
He probably listens.
I'm sure he's one of the 8 people that do. Anyway. 5 of those are our spouses. And us.
Our spouses?
Well, like, me, you, Matt, Rich. Let's just say Sierra.
She is my spouse. Sister. Sister wife.
Oh, God, Tamara. I'm sorry. It's your actual sister. Never mind. I'm not going to say it out loud. Those are brain thoughts, Rel. Yeah,
you keep those in your
brain. Those are brain thoughts. Well, still haven't seen any fucking emails from you guys.
Oh, wow.
From all of us in this room right here.
Me and the eczema on my nose have
my nose some has been stories. Very itchy, too. We need ghost stories or spooky stories. Halloween is about around the corner.
Yeah.
2 months away.
The time of recording although, right now, it is 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're September 1st today.
But we'll probably still release the Halloween episode right before Halloween. Did we already say that? I feel like we already said that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do our Halloween
one day
special.
We'll get our shit together.
Yeah.
Time is just a construct. It's not real.
Yeah, so email your stories or, like, your interesting stories, like... We love telling stories.
Your funny retail stories, ghost stories.
Your horrible retail stories.
Scary stories.
Synchronicities.
Were you abducted by aliens?
Rel,
did they put a baby in you?
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Send pictures too.
Yeah.
Not of your babies. I don't want to see your babies.
Yeah, keep it to just your pet.
And let's keep it PG, everyone.
I think
everyone, meaning everyone who's listened to this podcast, which is everyone in this room.
I think our last recording, we requested dick pics somehow. That's coming through in my brain. I know. It's
I made a joke and then I said no. Please don't. I did not give consent.
Do not send us dick pics. You can send us dick drawings.
Unless it looks really funny.
Yeah.
Like if it's like a micro peen.
Or it has a cute little hat. Just kidding. Don't do that. Oh
my God.
A Halloween costume.
Oh, he's my little weenie dog.
Oh my God.
Have you thought about Halloween at all?
I've thought about it quite often, yeah.
What are you doing?
Probably taking my kid trick-or-treating.
Oh, that sounds lame.
Thought about dressing my dog up as Weird Barbie.
What's Weird Barbie?
I'm not going to tell you if you don't want to see the Barbie movie.
It's in the movie?
Yeah.
I can just Google it.
Google it.
I will.
It's the Weird Barbie, the one that like gets overplayed with, and then you cut her hair and you draw makeup on her with a Sharpie.
Oh. Ew. You're gonna make your dog. Oh my God, they picked the perfect actress for that role. She's amazing. Yeah, that could work. You have a blonde wig that fits on a dog?
No, I do have a blonde wig though.
Cut it up. Make it fit.
Yes.
Some elastic around the chin.
My dog will hate me.
She already hates you.
I know. Although she just really loves me too.
She loves you and only you. So don't let Rich put the thingy on her. Because she'll be like, last straw, motherfucker.
She like jumps up and has to like be in my skin. When I go to sit on the couch, I have to like pretend I'm not going to the couch and like distract her and then run over to the couch before she notices just so I can sit down.
Oh, sweet baby. That's so nice.
Yes, she's sweet.
I love dogs. I hate my dogs sometimes. I love them.
I call Lucy Lulu all the time now.
Just like cuz?
And then I think
that's going to make it very confusing.
You're Lulu. And I do call her Lucifer.
She is fucking Lucifer.
Yeah.
She's a lot.
Yeah, especially when my dog looks at me like, and I can tell she's just like cussing me out in dog. Like, I'm like, come on, let's go outside. She's like,
I ain't going with you.
Like, bitch, there's not enough water in my bowl.
And it's dirty.
Yeah. And I really need to drink all of this water so I could throw it up in 2 seconds. Get on it, bitch.
Murphy did that the other day. He like chugged all this water before we went out in the backyard. And then he was just like running around in the backyard. And then he just stopped and like the Exorcist projectiled.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I have to control her water. Like I'll like pour a little bit in and let her drink it. And then I have to pour a little bit more in and let her drink all of it. And I'm like, you need to go lay down and take a rest now.
I wish we could put like electrolytes or something in their water so that they could just like absorb it all and drink less. Is that a thing?
No,
probably not.
I know you can put stuff for their teeth in the water.
I saw that.
I don't know. I don't trust it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I've never tried it.
No.
I barely even tried those little dental chews, but.
Yeah. They don't work for my stink breath dog. I had to buy her a toothbrush.
Did I tell you that Murphy, his stank ass breath, we took him to get a dental cleaning? I told you all this?
No, I'm listening.
Took him to get a dental cleaning. And I just, like, every time I tell them he's got stinky breath, he comes back with stinky breath. Like, it never, nothing ever happens. But this time they called me and they're just like, hey, one of his back molars was just like dangling on by a thread. So we just went and plucked it right out. And then when I got him back, his breath didn't smell anymore.
Yeah, that's what I've been afraid of. But I've like examined her teeth. I'm not a dentist, though.
No, so no. And if it's like a back molar, you'll never fucking see it. And like Lulu will let me know.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be a little bitch about it the whole time. But Murphy, he doesn't whimper. He doesn't cry when he's hurt.
He's a brave, stoic old man.
He just sits there and eats his crunchy food with this dangling tooth in the back of his mouth. And doesn't complain about anything. I'm like, you have to let me know when you're ill or sick or hurt.
Like, he had a bladder infection. And he didn't, like, I had no fucking idea.
That's what it's like having a baby.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's why I can't have kids. I'm too neurotic.
Yeah.
So, about it. Sometimes I just get so mad. I'm like, ugh, thank God you only live 10 years. To my dog. Not my kid. Not my kid.
Well, yeah. Check out our...
Oh, Lord. We still have to end this
Instagram.
Thing.
Sorry. And our TikTok. All under Fearful Friends Podcast. Fearful Friends Podcast.
It's a tongue twister.
Mm-hmm. And send your emails to...
FearfulFriendsPodcast@gmail.com.
And rate, review, subscribe.
Be nice.
Yeah, only if you like us.
Just be nice.
Yeah. And
stay tuned for my story next week.
Yeah.
Only nice comments, though.
Yeah. Do you know what your story is going to be?
No. No idea.
Do you have a genre?
Well, my last two stories, I feel, were pretty dark. Oh, wait. No, my last one was the Wendigo, and then it was the Moita, the quadruple murder. So I think this time... We're going to do not murder.
Not murder.
Hmm. Yeah. It's a lot of different avenues there.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.